So what's it like to be here? How excited are you?
Yeah. Do I talk into this or is that
just
everybody? It's amazing. It's starting to finally hit me. Really didn't hit me after I got drafted, but being able to walk in the building and go on the field and see the facility and be back with football teammates and players and start building that relationship. It's an honor to play for this franchise. Like I said before, you walk in the building, you see four Lombardi trophies, and you already know what the standard here for this team and this program. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Hey, Saquon, what are you hoping to show the coaches over this weekend during the practices?
That I'm a hard worker. That I'm willing to learn. I'm coachable. Obviously, it's a new system for me and for everyone. It's going to be a little different. Everyone's going to have struggles, but I'm willing to learn, and I'm coachable. And try to lead at a young age, start here, start working here with the young guys, with the rookies, and continue to have fun and play the game I love.
You had your first walkthrough out here this morning, first time out on the field with the rest of the rookies. Just from this initial time out here, what's the difference already that you've seen between being here and at Penn State?
Yeah, obviously the difference is, I would say, the playbook. Definitely the playbook and the system, but going out of always being in gun in college and now working out of eye, which I feel very comfortable doing. But I would say that's the difference. The difference, Phil, it's obviously the system. But at the end of the day, it's football. It's like you're a freshman all over again. I keep telling those guys, it starts all over. You're going to get the system. You're going to get the playbook down. But just take it day by day and take it step by step and learn every single day.
How is the playbook for you right now? You're starting to study it and look at it. I mean, does it look a lot different? Do you think you're a quick study, that kind of thing?
I think personally, I learn really, really quick. So a lot of things are different, I guess you can say, but we ran a lot of similar stuff in college. It's had different terminology, and instead of running out of gun all the time, they run out of eye. That's really biggest difference of terminology, and it's harder to learn by yourself because I had to play before and I was looking over it. It's harder to learn there, but it's easier when Coach Johnson's in front and he's telling you this and this is why we do this and this is why we do that. It starts coming to you quicker, and like you said, the best way to learn is actually doing it on the field. Actually going on the field and learning how to run the plays.
Sorry, Saquon, what kind of leadership are you kind of employing this weekend, and what are you doing to become a leader?
When I say leader, you got to start off by you're leading by example. Try to be one of the first ones in, one of the last ones out. Try to take care of my body. Try to do the right things on the football field. Run to every spot. And then, when you got to be vocal, obviously it's hard to be vocal because we're all learning. Our mind is boggling right now. But whether it's a breakdown or whether you're learning something a lot faster than someone else and you try to help them in that area, or someone's learning something faster than you and you ask for help and you learn from them. Those are the ways that I'm trying to grow into a leader and develop that quality I have.
Have you been a vocal leader yet? Have you had to do that yet?
I had a breakdown. I got the breakdown, which is pretty cool. To break down for the Giants. Not many people could say that. A lot of people wish they could say that. And, just to be on the NFL team and be here with these guys and my teammates and be able to start the relationship and build relationships with guys I met before, teammates I had in the past, like Chavis and Grant, and getting to meet, form a relationship with guys like Kyle and all of them. And, it's like a brotherhood. It's football, and that's special.
Saquon, did you get an opportunity to meet any of your veteran teammates? I know you said you were looking forward to meeting Jonathan Stewart. And if so, did they talk to you, give you any advice about this weekend?
I got to talk to Eli. I talked to him over the phone. Actually, when I was looking for apartments, Davis kind of like drove by the same spot around where I was at. Odell, obviously, I know Odell personally. I did not get to meet John the Stewart yet. But I'm just looking forward to meet all the rest of those guys. Obviously, they were here yesterday, but we had physicals and stuff to do. But I look forward to meeting those guys and picking their brain. They were saying to me, and you got people on this team that won championships. You got people on this team that have been through struggles, ups and downs, who are veterans in NFL, who are great pros. And I just look forward to continue to learn from them and, learn, lead the health, obviously follow them by example and learn and continue to grow and help myself develop as a player.
What kind of advice, tips have you received from guys since you've been drafted about being successful here in this environment? I mean, you're number two pick and in New York, big market.
Yeah, the best advice I got, not only from just teammates here and the veteran guys here, from my parents, from other vets from other teams, guys that are NFL legends, is be who you are. Stay true to yourself. You're here for a reason. And what got you here is obviously going to continue to help, but obviously continue to grow on those areas and part of your game and continue to have that work ethic. Be disciplined, be coachable. Be passionate about the game. So that's the best advice I've got, not only from my teammates here, but just anyone, the best advice I got is stay true to yourself and be yourself.
Do you like the expectations that are sky high for you?
I don't see, I know a lot of people try to set expectations for me, but no offense to you guys, I set my own expectations. I don't care what anyone, I got to rush for this, I got to score this. It don't matter to me because I set my own expectations and I have my own standard. And if I follow you guys, I'm not saying you guys indirectly, I'm talking about the media and everyone that tries to set fans and tries to set expectations for me because I have a high draft pick. If I follow that, I will never become a great player. It starts with myself. I have to believe in myself and set expectations for myself, set goals for myself, and continue to work for those goals every single day.
Well, what about the expectations from your own team and for your general manager? I mean, Dave Gettleman has said the number two pick should be a Hall of Fame caliber player. He said you're touched by the hand of God. That's a lot from the guy who drafted you to put on your shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great compliment. Hall of Famer. The number two guy should be a Hall of Famer, but when you think about it, when you come into NFL, that's the goal. You want to get a gold jacket. You want to work yourself and work your butt off to get a gold jacket and touched by God. He got to talk to us yesterday. He said everyone in this room is touched by God. You are. It's true. You have a talent. You're blessed. And to be able to play in the NFL and be a professional athlete, not many people can say that. And not many people are able to accomplish that. Not many people have that talent to do that. So it's a great compliment. And I'm so happy that, I have a guy that believes in me and believes in my talent. But like I said, it's not really an expectation he sets for me. It's just something he saw on film. He believes in me and he believes I can achieve that one day. But if he believes in me and I don't believe in myself and I don't believe in my own expectations and my own goals, I don't get anywhere.
So, Saquon, what are your expectations for yourself?
My expectations for myself right now would be, just continue to come in, be humble. I don't want to be that guy that's viewed as he thinks he's a high draft pick and he got it all. Nothing's given to you. Everything's earned. Have that mindset that you got to work for every single day, every single thing. Learn every single day. Be a student of the game. Learn from the guys, from the coaches. Learn from the Elis and the Odells from the on the field and off the field. And work. Be a worker. Hard work got me here. You know me from back home where I started in Copley and from Whitehall and then Penn State and now here. That's how I got to where I'm at, so continue to work my butt off. Obviously, be a pro, be a veteran pro at a young age. That's another approach I want to take. Have the mindset as I've been in the league for 4 to 5 years. Going back to your question, that's advice that I got from a lot of teammates and a lot of other players that I want to continue to grow on. A lot of people say it hit me in the fourth year, it hit me in the fifth year. I don't want that to hit me in the fourth year. I want it to hit me now. Take that approach, take care of my body now, and everything else will take care of itself.
Do you view yourself as a running back or more than a running back?
More than a running back. Completely more than a running back. That's why when people try to put the, why should a running back go that high? Obviously, if you look at the past 3 years and you look at the history of the running back position, what the Zeke and the Le'Veon was able to do, when you look at those guys, they're more than a running back. And I view myself more than a running back. I'm not a guy that just, you just line up in the backfield and it's just going to just bang his head. I'm a guy that's willing to do anything for the team, whether it could be a kick returner, whether it be a punt returner, whether it be running down on kickoffs, whether it's line up in a slot, whether it's run a dummy play, a fake play, whatever it takes. I want to be an athlete. I'm not just a running back. Obviously, I play the running back position, but I want to be an all-around back and an all-around player.